Our text for today comes to us from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her." This is the word of the Lord. As flames towered over the two-story duplex and smoke billowed out of the upper windows, a little girl and her mother huddled together in a crouched embrace. They watched the entrance with fear and desperation. As they had been evacuating the building, the father had stopped in his tracks and directed his wife and daughter down the stairs as he bolted back down the hall toward the bedrooms. When he finally emerged, smoke-smeared and gasping for air, he stumbled past the fire chief to join his family. The fire chief turned to the father with a harsh rebuke. He had heard from the mother that the father had turned back for something. "You almost made a widow of your wife, sir. I hope it was worth it." As the father passed an old, blackened patchwork blanket to his daughter, he turned to the fire chief and answered, "My daughter's autistic, sir. She needs her blanket." The things or the people that get defined as essential vary widely, depending on who you ask. If you ask survival expert Bear Grylls, he would probably tell you that the only essential things are food, water, and shelter. The famous band The Beatles has a song that proclaims, "All you need is love." On a normal day, many people will tell you that family, friends, a good education, and a successful career in a field that you enjoy are all essential. Well, today, these same people would probably scatter toilet paper, Netflix, and Hot Pockets somewhere in their top 10. Many of us have had to determine what is essential recently. There's probably a lot of overlap between those lists among us. We all have the same basic physical needs. We all need hobbies or activities to occupy our time. We all need some level of human interaction. But in answering the extremely important question, "What can't I live without?" there is one thing that all our lists have in common. The one thing that escaped Martha as she scrambled about, preparing her home as best she could for Jesus. And who could blame her? If you were to host the Son of God, what would you deem essential? The finest china? A five-course meal expertly prepared? The cushiest bed for the guest room, draped with sheets that boast a thread count in the thousands? Unfortunately, Martha did not have access to such luxurious amenities, but she was doing the best that she could, and at least she showed some concern for the seriousness of the matter. Mary, on the other hand, was content to just sit there and listen to their guest as Martha went about the essential work. In this time of stress, anxiety, and need, everyone seems to be scrambling to get their things in order, to prepare for the worst by collecting frozen food, canned goods, and hand sanitizer. We leave the house only for essential trips, like when we run out of food or when we need to visit the ER. Surely these are good practices to observe at this time, and God calls on us to be good caretakers of our own bodies, as well as looking out for the well-being of our neighbors. But what is essential? Martha was finally fed up with this nonsense and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." But Jesus gently admonishes Martha to reevaluate her list of essentials. And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. I'd spoken earlier about what would be on our list of essentials. Well, here Jesus gives his list of essentials, and it's a short list indeed. You see, there's a difference between a want and a need. An established series of tiers or categories ranging from it'd be nice to have to can't live without. From I'd like a hamburger to I need sleep in order to live. But our time spent in God's Word supersedes all of those things. It belongs in a category all its own, the highest tier of necessity. It is the one thing needful. It is the only truly essential thing in our lives, because in Scripture we find God's truth, His revelation to mankind, the condemnation of the law, which we all feel in our conscience, and the blessed, sweet forgiveness which the gospel proclaims in its message of Jesus Christ for us. We eagerly retell this account every year during Lent as we hear of Jesus' passion, his suffering and death on the cross. And then we wake up bright and early on Easter morning to go to church and raise the glorious strain, I know that my Redeemer lives. Trusting by faith through the Holy Spirit the words of Christ in John 14:19, because I live, you shall live also. So as we trudge on in this trying time, worrying about essentials, may the Spirit grant us wisdom and understanding to recognize with Mary that there is only one thing truly needful. May we take care to devote time each day with our families, our friends, and on our own to return to partake of the life-giving water of the Word. And may we return again and again to give thanks to our God, who has promised that the one good thing, faith in His Word, shall never be taken away from us, but will lead us through all hardships here and at last into eternal paradise with Him. Amen. Our hymn for today is from the Lutheran hymnal, hymn 370, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less, as sung by the Lutheran Quartet.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils His lovely face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath, His covenant and blood support me in the whelming flood. When every earthly prop gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, clothed in His righteousness alone, all blessed to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking.